This is A Sustainable Mind, episode 51.
Containers are aggregating on our side because we're no longer a manufacturing nation, much to our detriment. And so as a company and as a team, we take pride in creating an innovative solution to take these symptoms of our lack of manufacturing and, in fact, quite innovatively, turn those into a manufactured product that has a higher and best use of the economy.
Welcome to A Sustainable Mind, where we delve into the minds behind today's most impactful environmental campaigns, organizations, and startups, inspiring the environmental changemakers of tomorrow. I'm your host, Marjorie Alexander. Paul Galvin is the chairman and CEO of SG Blocks, the engineering and design firm behind some of the most innovative and sustainable container-based construction in the U.S. So, Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you give us an idea of how nature, the environment, and sustainability played a role in your childhood growing up?
I'm an outdoors person, and so I spent all of my weekends and summers in my childhood in the Pocono Mountains with my family and siblings, and have always just had an enormous appreciation for nature and all of its miracles.
Awesome. And how did your upbringing impact the experiences that you had as a young adult with your peers, and as you were kind of figuring out what your early career path was going to be? How did your childhood really impact that stuff?
You know, my family, particularly my parents, were very service oriented, and they did that through our church. And so I grew up with a strong interest in social welfare and humanitarian issues, and actually spent the first 25 years of my career administering a nonprofit I helped to found that provided housing and services to many people with HIV and AIDS throughout New York City and survivors of domestic violence. And so the combination of a good Catholic education, which went up through and including going to Le Moyne College, a Jesuit school in Syracuse, and then Fordham University, a Jesuit school for my master's degree. All of that teaching has helped to form my personality, which I'd like to think is a person of action, person who puts his convictions to work.
Fantastic. And you mentioned the housing. And so I'm wondering if that's how you got involved with SG Blocks. Can you talk about what exactly SG Blocks is and how you got involved with the company?
Sure. SG Blocks is the premier provider of modular construction done through the repurposing of recycled shipping containers. What we do is we take this standard shipping container that is overbuilt as a tool of logistics, and using proprietary engineering and technology, we turn those intermodal units of transportation into intermodal units of construction. About a year ago, we became the first company in history to get a recycled material, in this instance, the shipping container, approved as a construction material by the International Code Council.
Wow.
Which, it was a very historic moment, and it was actually a very concrete way for a sustainability pathway for people to act upon. I think most people are looking for things that they can do to better the environment, and not all of those things are economically in their interest. And what SG Blocks has always done since inception is to create a private market solution for the extremely high cost, time delays, and quality deficiencies in the laborious traditional stick-built construction industry.
It's interesting. When we were first introduced, I was like, oh, I used to really be into these container as the bones for a structure in terms of designing homes. So designing homes is something that I kind of do for fun on the side. And I have been for, gosh, since I was probably 6 or 7 years old, I've been constantly designing my dream home. And at a point, I thought that shipping containers were just perfect. So I had all of these, you know, I had my one shipping container model design and my three shipping container model design and my five. And it was so interesting the impacts that using shipping containers has on not just the strength of the construction, but also the economic feasibility of a project and the speed at which it's built. So if you could take a second to talk about that, that would actually be really great.
You're hitting all the salient points, and you're going to have to share those designs with me, and we'll jump on a call.
Mm-hmm. I might just do that.
the value of building with shipping containers is several fold. The containers themselves are made out of a heavy gauge steel, Core-10 steel, which is very overbuilt and highly engineered for its life at sea. And what SG Blocks does is, using a small carbon footprint, we repurpose those containers into ICC-approved building blocks. And we finish those containers modularly at various factories around the country and soon to be around the world, so that what comes out on the other side of the process is a finished module. And modular construction is one of the fastest growing segments in the construction vertical. And container-based and sustainable construction is getting a real good look right now for the first time. What SG Blocks has worked almost exclusively on since day one is to create a mid-rise engineered building system where we can fill in all of the urban infill lots in America, where our millennials and young adults and families that want urban lifestyles can afford to live. And we can do that because we're building at below urban construction prices. We're building in half the time. We're reducing all of your soft costs by halving your time. As far as sustainability, the shipping container is, in fact, the only form of modular construction where you're already starting with an existing module that has had a life in the economy. And what we're doing is we're leaving it as an intermodal unit. It's always shipped flat on a flatbed. It's never over height. It's never over width. And these are all little things that continue to keep the project green beyond building it with a recycled material. The containers themselves, they kind of set and self-center very rapidly because of their engineering for life at sea. So for a construction site, we can stack a container about every 20 minutes.
Wow.
And if it's finished, right, it comes with the floor and the walls and the lights and the appliances. You're talking about 320 feet of finished construction. There is an overwhelming housing problem in America across almost every income level. And one of the reasons we're suffering with such housing insecurity and homelessness is because the construction costs of traditional construction are outdated, and it's an industry that has not been disrupted for maybe ever. And what we're trying to do is to give developers and companies and entrepreneurs the opportunity to bring their vision to reality without getting stuck in this endless cycle of being caught between contractors that are either too big to help you or they're small and unreliable. And so what we're offering you is an opportunity to focus in on what your mission is, and whether that's developing real estate or educating kids or serving in the military or building a dormitory, we're going to help you do it in half the time and allow you to scale your business. And we're going to allow you to go on multiple sites. Because while the site work and the foundation that we design is being implemented, we're in fact building the modules contemporaneously so that right after the foundation is approved by the local municipality, the very next day we start to deliver a container that's finished every 20 minutes. And so it's inherently less disruptive for neighbors. Mm. And I think anybody who's been in an urban environment, construction projects go on forever. Scaffolding and netting go on forever. I live in Brooklyn, and right now I have a construction site literally on both sides of my the townhouse I'm in. It's it's been going on for 18 months. So that's the nature of urban construction. And what we're providing people is a viable alternative, and it's a green solution that is not only better than the existing market product, but it's delivered at a better price point and in half the time, and it's done with ecological conscience. So comparing the two, for me, it's very simple. This is the future of construction, in our opinion, and we're talking to more and more people from urban America every day who have infill lots for two-story, three-story, five-story, eight-story apartments or townhomes or affordable housing projects. And that's what our platform is designed to do. We're able to deliver nationally and internationally. We have an ESR number that has been approved at the international level. And quite frankly, we've been working at this as a group for 10 years. And we're ready now to start delivering these first generation of multi-story apartment buildings and other sophisticated structures. And I think continue to grow the awareness and the market for folks looking to be responsible and to get a building, quite frankly, that's safer than wood construction. Heavy gauge steel meets or exceeds seismic and hurricane and snow loads quite easily because of the way they were originally engineered.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about the containers themselves. I believe that if I recall correctly, all of the containers that you use are used, so that you're not buying brand new containers. They've all been utilized previously to ship goods here, there, and everywhere. And that's fantastic. But my question is, what is the, I guess, kind of the life cycle of those containers? Have they been used once, or is there a point at which the containers get to after, say, five trips or a certain number of miles where they kind of get decommissioned and then passed down the line to companies such as yours? Like, how does one decide, okay, this container is best utilized now for construction purposes instead of shipping goods everywhere?
It's a complex and an astute question. I think a lot of factors go into it. So as you point out, the overwhelming majority of containers come from China, and a new container in America is a one-trip container from China that probably brought one load of goods and commodities over to the U.S. The overwhelming majority of the containers that SG Blocks uses, and we're the only company in the world with an ESR for recycled containers.
And what is an ESR? I'm sorry, Paul. I don't actually know what that is.
Okay. That's the product approval number our containers were given last year by the ICC.
Okay.
And so that's our basically an equivalent to a UL rating for another product.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And so what we're trying to do is to set up a system where we're always using the oldest container as possible. One of the things to remember is that when we do the interior layouts of rooms, there are some containers that walls come out, half walls come out, doorways come out, windows come out. So part of the art and part of the science of what SG Blocks does is we'll look for containers at the various depots that have imperfections in the walls that we're going to take out, or containers that are seaworthy but maybe aesthetically not as pleasing because we know we're going to sheetrock them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think generally in our structures, if you see a newer container, it's probably because they're not going to cover or clad the exterior and they're going to want to celebrate the kind of container look. And so for those, sometimes the clients would like a container a little on the newer side.
Absolutely.
Kind of the process.
Gotcha. I want to go back to when you were talking about the International Building Council, and those codes is something that I've become a little bit more familiar with over the last, I guess, year and a half. I'm very big in the tiny house movement, and that's something as a larger group that we've been working on is trying to get codes in there for tiny houses. So I'm a little bit familiar with it. But you mentioned getting codes in there for the use of containers in traditional commercial building. What do you see as some of the challenges now that it's in the code? But that's the international building code, right? That has nothing to do with, you know, the state level and the municipality level. What challenges do you see in kind of getting those codes funneled down to the state and the municipality level where people are actually going to see this as a viable construction method? What is it going to take to get more of this into the market?
I think the first step towards that was last year when, after a lengthy process filled with thousands of pages of calculations and reports and engineering, last year when the ICC awarded us the ESR number, that was literally the mainstreaming of an SG block. And it made it the equivalent of a piece of wood or brick. So from our perspective, it took us about 3 years of engineering and testing to make our module accepted everywhere in the world. What happens at the municipal level for us is it's just basic review of our structural engineerings and our compliance with code. It's interesting to note that before we had our ESR finally approved, we had about 50,000 square feet in our backlog to deliver. And I think about a year after having the ESR approved, the number of square feet somewhere in our process through design and delivery was over 700,000 feet, and many, many, many other projects waiting for answers. Our phones are ringing off the hook with people who have land either in rural communities or in urban environments, or companies that have redundant properties such as malls or schools that are closed and shuttered. And we're having people at great intensity now explore us as a first solution to unlock their project. Developers want their credit back in half the time and to release their guarantees. We used to get phone calls from people whose projects weren't working, and we were sort of receiving the phone calls of last resort. Can you help save this? That's still some of the profile we get to help unlock projects that don't work because of the cost and time of traditional construction. But right now, we're getting the best and brightest developers and companies, recognizable names, coming up with really innovative ideas to create scalable solutions to the problems that are at large in our country today.
Absolutely. I so agree with everything that you just said, especially since our economy here in the States, at least, I don't know that of Australia or Europe, but all we do is import. We don't really export anything. I mean, we do export a few things, but there's such an overwhelming number of these containers just sitting at ports and, you know, stacking 7 and 8 high, thousands and thousands of them that are just not being utilized. So I think to use them in construction, innovative construction, sustainable construction, where it can be done in, like you said, half the time and a much lower price point, is really a solution that should be looked at more. But I think people just aren't educated about it. And it's unfortunate. So I'm glad that SG Blocks is around to kind of educate the not just the people that are making these decisions from a commercial aspect, but also the consumers. You never know. Your potential client in 5 years can be this person that's just a regular average Joe today. You know, he could be someone that in 5 years is actually going to need this construction because he's been educated about it 5 years ago. That is going to be a thought that he considers in the future. So.
We try very hard. I spend a good part of my work week evangelizing the technology and modular in general. And, you know, we have now young professionals in business that represent collectively the first group of American students and consumers and young professionals that were raised in the era of sustainability. And what we want to do is to empower all of their good intentions and all of their aspirations for a better world and planet. And our platform makes it very easy for them to open their business or build their small house or do an incubator somewhere or put a few together and, you know, shack up with some roommates and start a business. Many of the brands that we've built for are targeting this young professional group who are going to be the captains of industry down the road and already are in many industries. And we've built at South by Southwest and Coachella and at the Williamsburg Music Festival and for World Cup and youth soccer. And the industry as a whole and SG Blocks in particular, we take our responsibility of educating the public on this quite real and immediately viable solution. It's a part of our mission to keep educating. Traditional construction has had a monopoly on a very long time. There's much literature documenting the inflation of costs, the inflation of lumber, the decrease in skilled labor, the inefficiency that traditional construction is notorious for. And it's largely because we have not had an alternative system. And so, you know, we're in there every day fighting for market share and bringing our solution to the table. And we're going to continue to do so until all American cities are going to have these modular buildings that are eco-chic and earthquake and seismic rated and can be clad in container-esque or brownstone, limestone, brick face. We could blend in or stand out, but it is a better, faster, safer way to build. And that's just the facts of it.
Fantastic. And anyone that's interested, whether it's just learning about the technology or actually working with SG Blocks, please do go to sgblocks.com. They have an image gallery and they also really do lay out how they do what they do. Before I let you go, Paul, I'd love to jump into our 7 sustainable questions here, and we'll make it quick because I know that you're a super busy guy. I appreciate you taking time out to do this interview with me. Do you have a long-standing habit that you believe has significantly improved your life that you can share with us?
Yes. I make a very detailed work list every single night before I go to bed that is the working blueprint for my next 24 hours.
Fantastic. I'm working on that one myself. Sometimes I make it, sometimes I don't, but it's definitely a habit that I'm cultivating in my life right now. So that's a great one. What is a new habit that you're cultivating in your life right now?
I am a really below average meditator. I'm now up to about 7 seconds. And I am trying to bring some meditation practice to my spiritual life.
Nice. What is one item or resource? It doesn't have to be a physical item, but something that's new in the last year in your life that has helped you live a more earth-conscious lifestyle, a resource that you might be able to share with us?
Composting at my summer house. Mm-hmm. Something that we hadn't done before, and now we're doing it, and it's rewarding.
Awesome. They say that there's a silver lining in every good struggle. What is one silver lining you've experienced from a difficult time in your journey?
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Mm. All right. Now we're going to get down to give these listeners something to take some notes on. What is one internet resource that you find helpful on a regular basis that you think would be beneficial for our listeners?
Oh, and is this beyond their daily horoscope?
Yes, please. And it can be eco-related or not. Either one is fine.
Wall Street Journal editorial page and The Economist.
Nice. Okay, cool. What is one book that you would recommend? So not magazines and not periodicals, but a book that you would recommend for sustainable minds that are intending to shift their mindset specifically to become the change that they want to see in the world.
It's a great read. It's called The Simple Life of Trees. It's just an amazing read about the interconnectedness and the communication patterns amongst trees and the forest as they work both individually and as a community. It was just a fascinating read.
And if you could give your 10-year-old self any piece of advice, what would it be?
Have fun.
I love it. Thank you so much, Paul, for joining us today. I really appreciate you kind of giving us a clue into how these intermodal building units can be used for traditional and non-traditional construction, I suppose. Like you were mentioning, you know, you can stand out or you know, blend in with anything around it. But I really think that these shipping containers are going to be the future of our cities for sure. It has to be because we're running out of resources. You know, we only have but so many trees and they take a long time to grow. So we really should be kind of conserving the things that give back to us. And if we possibly can reuse those things that right now have no life, they are contributing nothing. And how can we take those containers and create something beautiful and effective in our economy. So I really appreciate you joining me today. Again, anyone that wants to get in touch with Paul, he is the chairman and CEO of SG Blocks. You can check them out at sgblocks.com. You all are working currently with commercial construction, but you're also looking now into multifamily residential, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So anyone that wants to learn more about the possibilities of container construction for both commercial and the residential side, please do get in touch with Paul and the rest of the SG Blocks team. Paul, do you have any final words or parting pieces of guidance to give Sustainable Minds out there?
I just wanted to touch on one point that you had mentioned before about how the containers are aggregating on our side because we're no longer a manufacturing nation, much to our detriment. And so as a company and as a team, we take pride in creating an innovative solution to take these symptoms of our lack of manufacturing and, in fact, quite innovatively turn those into a manufactured product that has a higher and best use of the economy. And so for us, that's our response to the diminishing availability of the manufacturing sector in our economy is to take the symbols of that and to repurpose those into apartment buildings. And so that's our mission.
Thank you so much, Paul, for joining us today. It's been great.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. For access to all the resources mentioned, including a gallery of SG Blocks previous projects, check out asustainablemind.com/051. Thanks again, and we'll catch you next time on A Sustainable Mind.